Okay, there we go. Oh, now I can start. So, first we start with Rashi. Rashi says on the beginning of the parasha, "Va'ani aksha slave paroi." Rashi says, but still, the first five makos, we don't find that Hashem hardened his heart. Only starting from the sixth makana, and then it says Hashem is going to harden his heart. Now, the Rambam says that he has two whole prokim, you know, about that usually people have bechira. But, and he said that's the whole idea behind Schar Noinish, is because people have bechira. Sometimes a person could do a chet gadol or chatoim gedoilim, and then Hashem takes away their bechir. And it gives a whole lot of examples. You know, people think the only one is paroi. The Rambam has a lot of examples. But one of them is paroi. And he says that paroi did a very big avera. And that's why he lost his bechira. And that was what it says, havon is chakbalim. And he made them work. So and that's a big einish, the Rambam says, because once a guy doesn't have bechir, that means he can't do tshuva and he's locked in and he's going to have to suffer. So this bothered me. What the Rambam picked out as the big avera, because being that lemaisa, Hashem didn't harden his heart for the first five makas. So, mehechet teisi, that the aveir was just that alone. I mean, that was plenty bad. No problem that that's plenty bad. But if it would have been me writing the Rambam, I would have picked that then Hashem told him to make them go. And he showed them that he's Hashem, because he even agreed to it. By Tzradeh was he for a lion, by Kinim was Etzvei Lekim. And he promised that he's going to let them go. And again he didn't. I think that should be part of it. Excuse me?
Maybe ours are wrong.
Meaning, he holds that all of them?
Right.
Oh, but I mean, I actually just got it from the words in the Pasuk.
I mean, Rambam can tie stuff differently. I mean, he holds the Chavis Hakala was the Rikipay, so all the Makas were flowed from that.
It only says Vayechazik later. You mean maybe he has also, he holds. Somehow, even though it doesn't say the word Hashem, by Chazik Hashem, it really means Hashem. Ah, okay. That's pretty close to what, I mean, I wanted to prove it, sort of, by maybe saying the Rambam holds it's all 10. Okay, well, basically...
After the second marker is where he started, he did this already.
That he, what he said, I'll let them go.
Five and markers, it didn't happen. So why did, if the big chet was that, then why wait for the first five makas?
We're saying that maybe the Rambam holds that really Hashem hardened his heart by every single makas.
By every single one. Yeah, but I'm saying, but we sort of, it's not said, it's say, you can say like Rashi, but then it still doesn't answer up why wait for five makas.
Well, because maybe it wasn't bad enough yet. That's what I thought.
So many times, again and again.
Enough times, five times is enough. Now, that's it.
Enough. Five times.
Why five? Point. Okay, I don't know. Why five? Hashem knows when to do it. You know, the Rambam says himself, we're not allowed to ask, why did Hashem harden his heart? Why did Hashem harden his heart? We don't know. When Hashem's cheshbin. So I just wanted to point out, I think that according to the Rambam, you'll see what for sure he was stuck already by dumb. Why? Because there's the other famous Rambam. The other famous Rambam is that why did Hashem punish the Mitzrim? Hashem already told Avraham Avinu that it's going to happen. So if Hashem already told Avraham Avinu what's going to happen, they have really no choice. So the Rambam gives it teretz, but he says not each mitzri didn't have to do it. The other mitzri could have done it. So each mitzri still is accountable. Then the Rambam fears Zois after he answers that, and he says, and I already said that when Hashem knows something, that doesn't take away your bechir. So the Lecha Mishnah writes on that, That's really a teretz on its own. That memela, even though Hashem knew that was going to happen, it doesn't take away the bechir. The Arsameach writes on that, that's a big mistake. That's not what the Rambam was trying to say, and it really doesn't sound like the Rambam was saying that. That's another answer. He says, you can't apply that over here. He says, the only time the Rambam said that was if Hashem kept it to himself. But once he told a human being, like Avraham Avinu, that it's, you know, that he told Avraham Avinu, "Va'avodum be'inu oisam." Now already, it's no bechir, because it's already in something we know. That's already like knowledge that's known down here. Then it's going to have to happen.
Even though he didn't specify
Mitzrayim. Oh, so that's the Rambam's Taka Teretz. Right. That is a good Teretz, because he didn't say who. But you can't use the answer that Stam it's like Hashemidi because of Hashem's knowledge. Because once Avraham Avinu knew. Based on that or Sameach, the same thing holds true that by the Sneh, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Va'ani Akshe Slave Paroi, you know, he's not going to listen. I'm going to harden his heart, and I'm going to give him makos, and then he's going to leave. So if Hashem said it to a human being, to Moshe Rabbeinu, then Paro's already stuck. He's already stuck right then and there from this net. He cannot possibly get out of it because he already told a human being. He has no bechir. So memela, it's true that the Rambam holds that everything after the Sneh was without any Bechir. Once Hashem told it to Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no Bechir. So Memela, anything he did after the Sneh, you can't punish him for that. Because he couldn't get out of it if he wanted. Memela, that's why the Rambam says what the bad thing that he did was before that. Havan Yitzchak Malik. Now, what I wanted just to point out is I don't think that means that the Rambam necessarily argues on Rashi, though. Because perhaps Hashem didn't need to bother with him for the first five makas because he was bad enough on his own energy to not let them go. So, Mimela, Hashem would have if he would have tried, but he grotted, didn't. So that he didn't have to do anything. It was easy go. For the first five, it was on automatic. He took care of himself. When he got too schwer, and he couldn't halt zechai, so Hashem had to pour in a little aichazik, you know, to keep him going. But the metzias was that he was stuck already by dumb. He wouldn't have been able to do it if he wanted, anyways.
Stuck and deserving of the complete punishment.
Stuck and deserving of the complete punishment already, right? Everything was already locked in before Dom. He had no way out anyway.
As Rashi says, Goli, the fun of that they really don't want to do tshuva, whatever the Rambam will just say, or whatever that it started.
Already was Goli. It was already but no.
That's like the onus of taking away your bechira. You can't.
Well,
the first five, Rambam saying Hashem took away his bechira. Way Rebbe Shonig, if you want to go to Rashi, it's not. It's true he didn't. He wasn't going to do it. It was locked in, but it wasn't because Hashem took away his bechira.
Okay. So all I'm really saying is that I don't know if I have to go further than that for the Rambam, right? Maybe he didn't get the oinesh, the actual vayechazik. He may even agree it happened, by like Rashi at the sixth, but nonetheless. He's not going to say that what Paro did by the first five makas were goyrim anything, because Lamaise, he couldn't do anything anyway. So therefore, the Rambam found the last thing we could say is the Havan is Chakma. That was totally, he could have done what he wanted still. After that, he had no choice. So Memela, the Rambam picked that. Okay, so that's what I want to answer for that Rambam. Now I want to go on to another dogma of the Rambam, because it's very interesting, especially for people learning Daf Yomi. It's a very geshmaka topic. The Rambam has a bunch more examples of people who lost their bechir. A few of them are...
The Havan Yitzchak was with his Yoyatsin, right?
Yeah.
So Bilam, Yisro, Eov, whatever, whoever it was. So at that stage, well, I guess whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu did to those two, Bilam and Eov.
Yeah, I'm sure that each one got what he deserved. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That was the biggest thing possible.
That's what the Rambam says. That was the big Aver. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. I think it's worse.
That's part of the Havad Chachma. That was the Chachma. You know, that's what he means. Those stuff. So the Rambam says another example. Elio Hanavi said that Hashem did it to Bnei Yisrael. It says in Va'atasi Boisus Libam Achiranis. Elio Hanavi was saying, you know, over there, that whole story with the Baal, right? That they were all serving the Baal and all that. And he said to Hashem that Atasi Boisus Libam Achiranis. Now here I wrote down the words of the Rambam. Shenemar, va'atasi boises liba macharanis, kilomar monato me'am atshuva. Yeah, and the Rambam and Shmoyin Prakim also says this whole thing, Barich is there, and he also says, me'ach, atasi boises liba macharanis, kilomar, me'achar shemordu birtsoina, they willingly, me'rotzen, were doing idol worship for that long, ha'ya anshalacham Hashem punished them, lahasir es liba midercha tshuva. Yeah, loy lahashir lahem bechira. Hashem did not leave them any more bechira. Veloy rotzon or no will laaziva samari to leave their rebelliousness. Umachmas kain, and that's why he smir bikfirasim. They kept on just doing it and doing it. That's what the Rambam says is another example. Okay. And the question is. But we all know the end of the story. By the way, I just want to point out a Musar the hair for a second just here. They were pretty bad, according to this Rambam. They were so bad that they're in the same halacha with the Rambam, with Paro. I mean, they're very bad. And they were the ones that when Elio HaNavi hid the Nevi'im, right? Because Ahav was behind the whole thing. He was the grace of Balabus then, right? He was the king. And he was the one that was telling everyone to do Avodah Zarah and all that. And Elio HaNavi hid the 50 Nevi'im in each Morah, right? And he was getting them food and everything. Avadia. Yeah, that was happening right then, at the same story right there, right? And plenty of them knew about it. And Ahav was searching for them. And no one would open their mouth to say a word to Ahav. Right, and he was mashbia the kings and everything, right? And the Gemara says on that door, right, that they didn't have dalturia, they didn't say they didn't maser, so they won all their wars, right? Just to see what kind b'miyaskin, yeah, these people were terrible people. They lost their bechir to do tshuva on avodah zarah, but lashon hara nisht. They wouldn't say. And who, what's going on? Their guy, right? Their guy wants to find out. The guy who's the Davar Dezara guy. He wants, where are these Nevi'im, right? They wouldn't say a word. It's just something to realize. Yeah, anyway, because you see, by Moshe Rabbeinu, right, he said, now I know why they deserve to be in Mitzrayim. Because two people were going to tell on him. Tell on him Lashon Hara. I mean, pretty bad Lashon Hara. They'll kill him. I'm saying, but that's really bad. And here, you see what that one mitzvah did for them. Okay, anyway.
I mean that's what Chazal was followed up the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, you mean, you see how it was very strong. Yeah, it was very strong. Okay, so anyways, the question is, but we all know the end of the Maaseh is that Elio came over there and he did the whole, he poured the water and the whole thing, yeah? And he filled it up with water, yeah? That's a lot of water he put over there. It says he had a besa sayim. Besa sayim is two sabesas, is 100 amos by 50 amos. Yeah, two, like something like 200 feet by 100 feet, a hole in the ground, 200 feet, and he filled it up with water. A lot of water, yeah? And he made the Mizbeach over there. And then the Eish came down, and it burnt up the karbonis and all the water. Yeah, and the, everyone said, Hashem hu elikim. So Shaz, what happened? I thought they were locked out of tshuva. Makara. How did that break? So I don't say Pashat Pshat. The Pshat is, it says in the Gemara, that right in the same pasuk, Aneini Hashem Aneini, ki hasiboisas libo vacharanis. Why two times Aneini? One time that Hashem, please bring down the fire and should burn everything up. And also that they should be siach das, that it wasn't kshafen, right? That they shouldn't say it's kshafen. Okay, so now what's, first of all, I want to just say some, the hemshech adomer. What's the pshah in the two Aneinis? Have a pshah shaychas? It's a dos, a dos, and dos, a dos. No, it has a shaychas. The pshah is like this. It says in the Malbim that why did he fill up with water? Because he knew these oilam are going to say kshafim. And it says in Sanhedrin, right, that the way you check kshafim is with water, right? The Gemara brings the whole maisa that they used to, this place knew how to make kshafim, animals out of kshafim. So a guy bought a donkey, right? He stepped on some water, and all of a sudden he saw he was sitting on a board. Right? Because right, there's the whole famous thing with the goyin, says with this, with the mata, you know that whole shtickle tire, the goyin says, the hamata asher hikisa boyas hayo'or kach biyodcha v'halochta. He says, the pshat is that what was going on was like this, that it says that Paroi, but that his, Aaron's stick ate up the other nechashim, even though it was a stick. So the Goyin says, the pshat was, they said, yeah, you know how your stick ate up the nechashim? Because the it's really a nachash, and it's just you made it into a stick, but it's really a nachash. So therefore, he told him, no, you have to take the same stick and show him that you're hitting the yor with it. So then it couldn't be really a nachash, because then it would turn back into a stick. Right, anyways, the water, it says in the Gemara that water checks. So he showed them this is not kshafim because there's water here. So this is Aneni Hashem. First of all, Hashem, answer me, burn up this thing with the water, and they'll see it's not kshaf. So the shayla is oibazoi. So then, why does he have to mesiach das from kshaf? Yeah. So this the chidah really asks. He says, how are they going to think it's kshaf? So the teretz is because what's the lashon of the Gemara that Rabbi Avohu said? First of all, Aneni that should burn it up, and Aneni asiach daitem nakshafim shenemar. The ato hasiboy says liba machranis. What says shenemar about this? Siboy says liba machranis. What do you mean shenemar? What are you saying? The pshat is because Eliyahu Navi said ribayne shalom. I know that you locked them out, that they can't do tshuva. I know. You maybe they can't. So they're gonna say kshafim anyways. It's not gonna work because even though any normal mensch is gonna see, it's not kshafim. But the Rebbe Shalom said they're going to say it, so they'll find 10 terutzim. Don't worry, they'll find the terutz. So Elio said, Aneni, answer me, take that off, take the spell off. Yeah. Let them be normal, and then it will work. So that's the Aneni, Aneni. It's the Zol Bezach twice. Yeah. First of all, Stam, show them it's not Kshafim, and then also Aneni Nachamol, that they shouldn't be forced to say it's Kshafim.
So otherwise, there's nothing to do.
We I'm stuck. Yeah, whatever I'll do in the world, they just say anyways. So the male, that's a teretz of the kasha. He asked Hashem to take it off. That's how come it worked at the end. Those are the teretz. The teretz is he davened.
Someone else davened. He wasn't stuck.
He wasn't stuck. Elio davened. He said, "Please don't do it anymore," and the Baruch Shem stopped. Right.
Oh. If one of them was misspelled, that they should not be stuck. Would they be unstuck?
They wouldn't even.
They wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't know.
They would daven that they should do it more.
Right.
They are stuck, but he wasn't. So he's stuck. And really, now you hear what it says in the Gemara on Lamed Aleph. The Gemara it says, Eliyahu hitiach dvorim klapimayla. Because he said to the Rebbeinu Shalom Shar for like Lashon, Ata Hasiboisa, Ata Hasiboisa Limacharanis. Because what he was saying was this thing. He's saying to Rebbeinu Shalom, you're making it impossible. You can't do this. Right? It was like a Shar for Lashon he used. So, Rebbeinu Shalom, and it says, Minayin Shachazar Vahoydaloi, Hashem was masking to him. And it brings Shenemar Asher Habi Yaisi, that Hashem's masking. So he took it off. That's up.
That goes also in the Gita Leila Gemara, because you really could ask Kasha on this pshat, how could Eliyahu be misfal for somebody else's bakir? So on the Gemara over here by Buria, right, when Remeir, when he says to her husband, you know,
yeah.
So I think the Marsha says there,
how could she daven?
He doesn't give an answer. Says something else is that when you're davening for the tzibur, that rule doesn't apply. It's only if you're davening for a yachid. If you're davening for Ruba, and Shimon should do tshuva, then you have the kasha of Hakol B'Day Chus Mishraim. When you're davening for Klal Yisrael, then it's like doesn't that.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that.
So here Eliyahu is really davening for Klal Yisrael.
Okay, you have to 85% of what I was going to say. I'll just say kimat everything you were going to say, but with one shinui, like this. And that's Mavish was going to say that the marsh with this is miyushav the marshah. What you just said, there's a maise with Bruria and her husband Rabbi Meir, right? That there was this tzeduki there was giving him tsar, so Rabbi Meir wanted to die when he should die, and she said. No, it says the tamu chatoin, veloy chaitim, right? So you should daven that the sins should go away, not the person. And so daven they should do tshuva, and he did tshuva. So the marsha asked Akasha, how can one person daven that another person should do tshuva? But it's bechira. It's hakol b'dei shemayim chutzir shemayim. Hashem isn't going to make anyone do tshuva. And he says v'yesh liyashiv, but he doesn't say any answer. So l'chayra, what you were saying, l'chayra, we could also apply that question on this Gemara too, because how could Elio daven that these people should not say kshafim? It's up to you. It's bechir. But now here, I wanted to answer with what I was saying. The teretz is he didn't daven that they should say it's not kshafim.
Just
take off. That Hashem shouldn't stop them. That's all. Just leave them all go. Leave them alone. Or leave them to the right. Give them their bechira back. That's all. Then they'll do what they want. Right. And really, in this day Yitzchak, he says that's the answer for the marshal too. But in a leichter way. He says, in a chanami, maybe you can't really daven that Hashem should make someone do tshuva. It's up to the person. But there's always, like the Gemara says, "Ein adam chayte elim kein nichnas baruch shtus." Like certain things are cocking inside, so you can daven that Hashem should take away the ruch shtus, and then he's free to, you know, he's normal. Then he can make his own decision. That's what he wants to answer on the Marsha too. But at least whether you say that's the answer for the Marsha or not, that could for sure be an answer on this Gemara. That could be the answer on this Gemara. You're just having to take off the einish of not having bechir. So now I want to go into that marsha. That's my final destination. This marsha, Gishmaka marsha. Marsha is saying akasha on the Gemara. How could you daven that someone else should do tshuva? L'chayra, you can't do it. Because it's up to him. Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mir shemayim, and Hashem's not going to force anyone to do tshuva, and he's not going to push anyone to do tshuva. It's all up to you. So how can you daven for such a thing?
And we daven all the time. We daven with the lashon the poishim should see. We have a lashon some in the tefillah. Yom Kippur, maybe we say that the poishim should leave their averus or something.
Oh, you mean like you see the yiznichus atzabeim the no the atukulam shchem echad?
Maybe the lashon
that is. Oh, v'eidu tayim bina, it says over there. It's hard to know because some of those might just be saying like this is what's going to happen because this, you know, when Hashem shows malchusai, people will.
What about the regular nisakafil? Hashivin Hashem
olecha. No,
so there, the marsha himself. says, he asked Esau, like, how about Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sayra Secha? He says, that's not so schwer to him, because, like, you're talking about yourself, and I guess everyone's, like, saying it. Hashem, return us. Like, we're all saying... That could be the people saying it themselves. I'm not saying make him...
Kashmir will reach out to us, and we'll grab your hand.
Right. Like, it's like all of us saying it to Hashem. Like, right. I don't know if I'm saying, like, he, you know, he...
Was that what the Rosh Hashanah was saying? Or I thought maybe the Rosh Hashanah was saying something maybe a little different that I wasn't sure. Maybe he's saying that when you're davening for somebody else, also at the same time as you're davening for yourself, then you could be responsible for him too. Yeah, it does sound a little bit like that in his Lashon, really. I think I wrote down the Lashon.
Yeah, that is a chilek. The truth is that your what you're saying sounds more like, I think I wrote down the words of the Marsha here. Here. V'sha'anu mispalalim v'achzirenu b'shuva shleima. How are we able to daven v'achzirenu b'shuva shleima? Lo kasha kol kach. Kivan shehu koilel es atzmai. Does sound more like you're saying, somehow if you're davening yourself somehow, then you could. I don't know. It's hard to understand exactly how that works. But here I want to tell you over a few good things. First, I want to tell you over a good thing. Rabbi Kiveger, right here in Drush V'Chiddush, on the Gemara Bruria, he says, Aber Lamaise, state in the Gemara, you could. He says, very good. Ein Marsha. Marsha asks, how could you? But you could. Memela, if you could, you should. And Memela, you should daven for other people to do tshuva. And he says that there's a Zoyar that says this too. The Zoyar, he quotes to look in the Zoyar, and the Zoyar says, by Avraham Avinu was davening by Sodom. And the whole Zoyar says that Avraham Avinu was trying to get Sodom to do tshuva. And it says in the Zoyar, and you have to daven for Rishayim to do tshuva. And never daven for a Rasha to die. And he says, because look what would have happened. If someone would have davened that Terah should die, Avraham would have never gotten born, and we would never have Klal Yisrael. Wow. So don't daven for a Rasha to die.
Wow. That's
in the Zohar. That's all in the Zohar that he quotes.
So Rikira quotes.
Rikira quotes. So he says, and he says, when you say on Rosh Hashanah davening, V'chol harisha ka'ashan tichle, you should have kavana that all the people have wrong thoughts and opinions and hashkafas should all do tshuva. That's what you should.
We're talking
Yidin. Yidin. Yeah. He's talking about Yidin there.
I mean, what are you doing with Omal Shinan? Well,
okay, once you asked it, I'll already tell you because I looked it up because I knew someone was going to ask it. Even though it's not really right, but I knew someone was going to say. What's the whole Vala Mal Shinim? What you're saying they should be destroyed and this and this and this. So there's three pshat. Rabbi Yaakov Kamnetsky says, Vaistois, if you're bad enough, then yeah.
Yeah. Your Bechir is gone.
You mean if the guy's Bechir is gone. Yeah, he says if the bad is just on him, then try to get it off. But if he is bad, I don't know how you know, then that's it. Maral Prague says, it never said one time in the whole V'lam Al-Shinim, Yamusu. And all the words mean tshuva. They should be Yoivedu, because they're not Rishayim anymore. Every word, Ta'akir, Teshaber, Temager, Tachmiya, Yikaresu, it all means...
Different people.
He never said Yamusu. So that's his derech. And then there's a third derech. I don't remember. I know it's brought down in the Satmarov Sefer, but I don't remember who's the first one. He says it means if they're harming others, you can't wait then. In other words, if you're talking about Rishoyim who are like Malshinim, that they're being Malshin and stuff like that, so you can't wait around. They should do tshuva. They have to go.
Why can't you say Spasha that Malshinim is like Motzi Shemra? Somebody says
Motzi Shemra
on somebody, they don't have to be
Michael. Well, all right,
so,
but don't forget.
So 99% of errors, you're right. But Malshinim is...
The only problem we're going to have is how about the next word? Like, okay, Malshinim, but then it says also... Harisha. Okay, so you'll say...
It's the Hazeidim.
And how? Oh, those are the malshinim.
I mean, the whole level. What's the whole reason?
They probably made it because of
Moisrim.
So you want to say all those names are all names for Moisrim, maybe?
Right.
Right.
Isn't that the
Gemara
says that's why he put that's why
they're
gonna put the
19th? I think it's Shmuel Akatan. Shmuel Akatan. Haminim or something, right? It doesn't say for the Minim. But I guess the Minim were making they were Malshin.
Right.
Yeah, I hear so
you find also Hawaii Mishnah Hashem Esna there's
okay, Sina okay.
Speaking of the Shulchan Aruch, but that's talking about Stam bad people, but people that are trying to, and you already tried to improve them, the Bir Halacha says, and it doesn't work.
Okay, that's Esna, but now what should I daven? Should I daven they should die, or should I daven they should do tshuva? Which one should I daven for? So, okay, I hear. I don't talk. It seems like maybe they. Why don't they want to say a teretz?
I mean, that's the beginning of the. That's really the beginning of the prophet.
The first word, Olam Hashini. Yeah, I hear. Okay, I hear. Fine. So now, back to the question of the marshal. That was really what I wanted. How could you daven for somebody else to do tshuva? So first of all, I have to say the Chazon Ish. I wrote down the words of the Chazon Ish. Very choshuva Chazon Ish. It's printed in the back of Taras and also in the back of Or Chaim. This is what he says. Hamokim baruch hu meniach as habechira biyad ha'adam. Yeah, Hashem won't interfere. You have bechira. Aval ha'adam, one mensch, Rashi lachrichas chaver lavados yisbarach, can force the other yid to do mitzvahs, like we have Bezdin, forces people, you know, kaifin oisai, bein bikfiyah, whether it's kaifin oisai, bein bipitui, or if they can persuade a guy, that you should try to do that, to persuade another yid. Veloy avi bital bechira, and that's not called against bechira, kivan deha me'aseh, since the forcer, oisa mitoich bechira, he himself is doing bechira, v'chol yisroel ke'ish echad. The whole Kal Yisrael is like a ish echad, and as long as Klal Yisrael did it with bechira, that's called being done with bechira. V'hainu d'chsiv, and this is pshat in the pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan. Mi yiten, Hashem says, oy halavai, v'hoyo levovam ze liyiro isi. Right, the yidin said, we can't hear anymore, so it's a debris, right? So Hashem said, okay, fine, but I did this to make them have yira, mi yiten, that they should have so much yira always. Perish, what is the pasuk saying? Mi yiten halavai, Sheyiye ben tzadike ador mishtadlim lekariv lev kol ha'om la'avodasi yisborach. Halavai, there should be tzadikim that will make, through their tefillahs and so on, that the whole door should be holding on the madriga of Yiras Shamayim. So that works. And if fear is ois, aval amokom baruch hu enu noisim b'libam esakir, Hashem, he's not going to take away your bechira and make you do mitzvahs. Dim kain, because then it won't be bechir. Lo yistachas adavir lebruv. Then you don't have bechir. Amnom im yesh mispal olafon of yisborach al akiruv. If someone goes up, a human being goes and davens in front of Hashem, lekiruv. Shall oisah hakadosh baruch hu lebruv that he should do it. Hashem, please be makar of that person. Kivan shenasa ayde tefilas nivra, since it was done through a tefila of a human being, that's okay. That's Misyaches to a Nivra, and then it was done through Bechira, and then Hashem will listen to that tefillah and make the other person do tshuva. Okay, so
what's
the Nekuda? Well, the Nekuda is that Hashem will say, Klal Yisrael chose to serve me, because they're all Yishechad, and that's good. So then Hashem's going to say, okay, as a group, you group chose to do my Ratzon. Okay, you needed the two of you to get together and be one thing, and you did. You chose it.
So, of course, we'll make that guy do tshuva.
Then Hashem will make that guy do tshuva.
And that's not called paying the ways of
Bechira. Right, because it was started by a person. A person got Hashem to do it. So, Memela, that's called Os Yin did it. Okay, that's what he says. That's his clause. Now, I think the Igros Moshe argues with this Chazon Ish, because in the Igros Moshe, I wrote down what he says, word for word here. It's in Oyer Chaim Chelek Dalid, Simin Mem. He says, Masha Tiretz Kvoy Tayrosay Al Tfilas Buruya Shehiksha Marsha Bebrachas. That the Marsha asked, how could I, it's not, you know, you have Bechir. And Kvoy Tayrosay gave it Teretz. Ulai Al Yidei Tfilas Ha'odom Ein Zen Nikr Bidei Shamai. That's all, that sounds pretty close at least. Right? That maybe since the person Davin, maybe that's not. Hinehu Doicha Gorl. V'loi Mistaber Kla. It's still Tamua. If Hashem's going to do it, Hashem is Hashem Yaseh Sheyosu B'Tshuva Zeh Tamua. Still Tshver. You can't ask Hashem to make someone do Tshuva. So what does he say the Teretz is? Tzorich Loimar Shatfilo Haisa Shalo Yelam Nisyoinis. Either you could daven that somebody shouldn't have Nisyoinis Umemele Yeshuvu. You could do that. Or Shaykh Lispalo Shah Shemiz Borch Yasmin Lam Shishmu Divri Musr Mian Hashem Tadikim Yashuvu. Or you could daven that they should hear some good Musr. But you cannot daven that Hashem should make someone do tshuva. Okay, so you seem to have a shtickle machlokes here between Chazanish and Ramesha. Chazanish says that's good, it will work. You could because you started it. And Ramesha say Hashem will not do that. Okay, so now, after you heard the two opinions, I saw a Moira Dika Tshuva from the Mi'il Tzedakah. Tshuva's Mi'il Tzedakah. That's already from way back. I mean, Rabbi Kveger quotes him. I don't know how many Doris he is before Rabbi Kveger, but he's an earlier Achron. And he Mamish has Arichus Gedoyel. It's very interesting. He says, She'ela Be'ir Izmir. Yeah, this Shaila came in the city Izmir. Yotz, that's Afghanistan?
No, Izmir is Turkey.
That's Turkey? Okay.
They were funny hats.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So Yotz echad midosai lidos acher. Somebody went off the derech. Velokach gamkein imoy b'noy katan. And he took his kid along to go off the derech. Nistapku shom im rashoy macherim lispalo lalov lach zirei Hashem lavidosai. Am I allowed to daven that this person should do tshuva? Yeah, they converted. Mil tzedakah. Tshuva's mil tzedakah. Yes, simin zayin. Yeah, and they v'yitin b'liboy loshuv b'tshuva shleima. I want Hashem to put in the heart of the father and his son that they should do tshuva. Is it okay? Can we daven that? Okay, so. He has a long tshuva, but I'll try to say over the main points. He says, Hakdama number one, he says. Don't think Hashem wouldn't do that. Sometimes there's for sure Hashem will force people to do tshuva. He'll just turn their heart on and make them do tshuva. And he says, Hashem makes people not do tshuva. That's in the Rambam. If you're bad enough, he'll take away. So, Madach Almiras Puranis, Hashem forces you not to do tshuva. So mita teva, for sure, Hashem sometimes will force a person to do tshuva. And he says, there's psukim that sound like that, like, v'hasi roisi lev ho'evan mi b'sarchem, and he brings, ki hine ha'ka chomer b'yad ha'yotzer, kein atem b'nei Yisrael, Hashem can make you, v'osh po'ich ruchi aleichem. He says, it seems to him from psukim that if Hashem wants, he'll do it. He says, the issue is not that. It's not the issue that Hashem wouldn't do it. Sometimes he would. The issue is that there's no point in it. Because why would Hashem make somebody, force somebody to do tshuva? He won't get any schar anyways. Because if Hashem makes you do it, there's nothing good about what you're doing anyway. So, memela, the problem is, what are you asking Hashem? And he says, if you don't have a good svara, why Hashem should do it, then it's a tefillah shav. You have to come up with a reason. You say, Hashem, please make this person do tshuva. Why?
That's a shim, then.
Because if the einish, you get the einish, if the person takes away, of course, but because he's good, he gets the einish, why shouldn't he get his heart?
No, you don't get an einish for anything he does after it takes away his bechira. It's only from before.
What about the last five makos?
Those were all for... That's what they're saying. It's all for what he did over his chakmalo, and he's still getting punished. He's getting paid off.
In Rashi,
the same thing. First five, according to Rashi, he may have been three. So then maybe he's still going to get.
Why is he getting punished for number six?
For up to five, everything after that.
You got a double punishment.
Is
first five plus the second.
The Rambam even asks. He says, "Why did Hashem waste?" What
he does? He didn't get punished for the second five.
Yeah,
he did everything bad enough.
Bad enough
in the full Makas Bechiras.
And everything, yeah. He already had it all on credit.
So locked in.
Yeah. The Rambam says over there, just stop. He says, so Bim Tamer, was Hashem wasting time with Moshe Rabbeinu? Send them this and that. What for? To show people that you can get locked in.
But Rashi, when he says that, Rashi himself says, he says, I might as well show the clients what I can do.
So the Rambam says another thing that he wants everyone to see. If you're bad enough, you're going to get locked in, and look at him. And that's what he says. That's what it means. That was he's alalti b'paro. He was laughing at him. He goes like, it's crazy. He went crazy. He couldn't say no.
And what about the other sheep? What do they do with this point? Rukiv Eger and Chazanish.
Meaning.
They must hold that there is something else for him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so what could the tells be? All right, so I'm going to get later to some answers. But anyways, first I just want to say his tshuva. So he says, you have to think of a purpose. So he says, there's a few different purposes that you could think of. He says, the one is, he says, if it bothers you, you could say, Tasham, Pashat, I want it because it pains me. Nothing to him. He's not going to get any schar, but it pains me. He says, any father is a lot of daven on his son that he should come back and do tshuva. Nothing to do. It won't. Like, even if Hashem forces his son to do tshuva, lamais, the father won't be in tzar. He says, that's a reason. And he says, that's the pshat in the story with Rabbi Meir and Breuer. He says a few kashas. He says, first of all, we find a similar story in Tainis, that Abba Chilkia and his wife daven for rain. It's on Daf Chav Gimel. And the Gemara says over there that the clouds came from his wife's side. So Abba Chilkia, they asked him, why did your wife zeicha more than you? So he says two answers. First of all, I only give money to the poor people. It takes some time to get the food. She gives them ready-made food, so she has a better mitzvah of tzedakah. Inami, there were bar yoine in our neighborhood. I davened they should die. She davened that they should do tshuva. And they did tshuva. So Memela, that's why she's ahead. So he says, so you see over there, in that story, that just right away, Rabbi Chilkia's wife davened for, and it worked. So he has two kashas. First of all, so how come over here? Why didn't Bruya daven? Until her husband was in so much pain that he started davening that she died, she didn't do a thing. Then she saw him davening that she died. She said, you can't do that, daven for tshuva. And even finally, when it happened, she said, you daven. Why not herself? And he says, and Vaiter also in the Maisa, it says over there, that she first told him, it says, chatoim, yitamu chatoim in arts. It doesn't say chaitim. And then she said, "Va'oid." It says, "Urishoyim oidenum." That the whole rishis should go away. So, what was the first thing, and what was the va'oid? So he says the pshat is like this: Rabbi Meir and his wife held. What are you davening that these people should be forced into tshuva? There's no point, and it's a tefillah shav. So, because they're not going to get anywhere anyways. If I daven for them, they so.
Wait, what does that mean?
Because. They won't.
Of course they will. They'll, and the children, and if they're doing tshuva.
Oh, you mean it will be good for the kids, maybe?
It'll be good for the kids, the next generation.
That's a good kasha here. I don't know. I didn't think about that question. You're saying, why not for the kids? Okay, I don't know.
But why would the kids get benefit? It's all coming from a maisa that wasn't a mitzvah. Why should the kids benefit?
No, I'm just saying, at least the kids won't have influence for bad. Or when they're born, they won't be taught bad things, and they'll grow up like a normal.
And they'll grow up.
Right. That's a good taina. I don't know what to say. That's a good taina. He doesn't hear. So he says what happened was, but when Rabbi Meir was getting tsar, So she said, daven for yourself. Daven, these people should do tshuva. And that's why she didn't do it. Because
she wasn't bizarre,
so she can't daven for that. But he could. And then what she told him was like this. First she said, daven for those sins which are being mitzar you. Like that they're being mitzar rabbanim. Daven for those sins. You can't daven that they should stop doing the other avers because those things don't bother you. Then she was mechadish a chiddish. She said, no, the din is, if you're anyways able to daven to Hashem, that they should be forced into tshuva, you could already ask Hashem in a general way, just
do everything.
Do the whole thing. And that was what she added with the safe. And she says, and he says, so you're asking me Akasha, so how about by Abba Chilki and his wife? Why did she daven? So he says, if you look in Rashi, he changed the pshat on the word Bar Yoinim over there. He brings the three places it says Bar Yoinim. It says Bar Yoinim in the story with Abba Chilkiah. It says Bar Yoinim with the story with Rabbi Meir. And it says Bar Yoinim in the story of the Churban. That there was Bar Yoinim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He says, by the Churban, Rashi says they were bad people. Also in Brachas, Rashi says they were Rishon. In Tainis, Rashi says they were Amoratz. So why did Rashi change it? He says the Teretz is because Rashi had Arkash. You can't just go davening that people should do tshuva. Well, Hashem, why will he do it? But that's all if the pshat is because you want to change their bechira, Hashem won't do it. But if let's say you have a good person, the problem is Eveisnish, so he's doing wrong things. So you could daven to Hashem that Hashem should give him chachma, get him to a shir, whatever it is. Nothing to do with Bechira. Just that he should find out, you know. So that's why Rashi said changed it. So that's what he comes out. And I just want to mention that would also answer the kasha of the Gvura Sari. The Gvura Sari asks, the story with Abba Chilkiah and history is way earlier than the story with Rabbi Meir. So he says, why didn't Rabbi Meir find out from her that you should do the daven for the tshuva? According to this, it's Musha, right? Because that was a different story there.
Shiny awesome
that they were just davening to find out. Anyways, what his maskana is, there's no such thing as stam davening that Hashem should make someone do tshuva, because meich tasty, why would Hashem do it? The only thing you could do is either daven if it pains you, or physically or spiritually you have a tsar from it. But the right way to do it, he says, is that he says he found this in the Shari Tzion, which is some earlier siddur, that what you do is you ask Hashem that when this person has a hearer tshuva, Hashem should consider that as a haschola, as an effort by that person. And Hashem should say that that's enough that he started, that Hashem should help him. And that makes sense, because then Hashem will count that for your bechira, because he says everyone is that way. Everyone, it says in the Gemara, if Hashem doesn't help you, Hashem Israel. So that's Hashem always says, if you do a little, then we'll count it like your bechira. So you could daven to Hashem, he says, everybody has your tshuvas. Even the biggest kaifer in the world, he has times when he has a shtickle here, a tshuva. So that's the way he comes out in his maskana. You want to daven for a rush, you should do tshuva. Daven that when that person has a hear tshuva, Hashem should consider that as a haschalas tshuva and push him the rest of the way. Okay, so that's what he comes out. So that's his shita, and that's not really what it sounds like from Rabbi Kiveger at all. Now, the Chazon Ish gave us an upshot in it. When he asked the Chazon Ish, what's the point? The Chazon Ish will tell you, you know what the point is? We're Ish Echad. So we'll get Tzchar as a unit. We decided to do it. That's the Chiddush. In other words, there is a point. It's not, Hashem's not going to look at it like, what did you do? You were just a board over there, which I pulled you in. No, you with your friend, Sazamin, as an Ish Echad, did it. That's what he'll answer. But I just want to end off with the Michta Melio, Relia Dessler's Teretz. He says, Taka. It's not pshat that that person's going to, Hashem will do it to help that person. Hashem will do it because the person davening is going to get a mitzvah for making the world without bad in it. If a tzaddik davens that people should do tshuva, then the world has less averis, which is what Hashem likes. And that person will get the schar, and therefore Hashem will do it to help the tzaddik, not to help him. That's what he says the pshat is. He says, l'maisa, the guy gains on the deal, because now he's out of his rishis, and now he, in the future, he's got a new chance to, you know, to be, have a better life. So that's his pshat. So hayoytze mikol anal, in short, is that we have from the G'dolei Hadoros, we have the Chazon Ish, who is the biggest makel, so to speak. He says, you just daven that Hashem should force him, and it will be considered like he did it with you,
b'vechirat. You say that's what the Marsha means also?
The Marsha?
Because the Marsha is saying, since you coil yourself into it, maybe that's the shot in the Marsha.
Oh, well, but he's saying it even if I just daven that he should do tshuva, the Chazon Ish is saying. Even if I'm not in, I just say, Hashem, please. So you have the Chazon, Rav Moshe seems to be pretty machmer. He says you can't really daven that Hashem should make a guy do tshuva. Just you could ask Hashem to give you better situations, a shir, a musar, something. Then you have the mil tzedakah. He says you have to have something to tell Hashem why. Yeah, why should he do it? You have to say either that it pains me or something like that. L'chayr, we could say out to children. I don't know. That's a very good svar. I don't know why no one said it. And then you have Reb Dessler's pshat that Hashem will do it for me. That's all the.
I like in Turkey in Izmir, maybe because the father took his son with him. Maybe if the son was cut down.
Yes, he writes that. He says, Ilamaisa, Lagabi, this case, he says, you for sure could down for the cotton, because by the cotton, anyways, it's not an Indian of his Bechira, anyways, right? So you could do it. And the child's only on the father. So he says, if you need the father to do tshuva, to get the kitten to do tshuva, for sure. But the shaila remains without paskening is, if there's another way to get the kid to do tshuva without the father, then maybe you can't daven on the father. But he still says, the eitz is, do the other things. That say, when he has a hero tshuva, you should, that's what he comes out.
How did Elisha?
Fascinating. So the mice is, how do you think the mice goes? With this question. Let's say this. 10 cheetahs. You could probably find another 10 cheetahs and go with a mix. And, you know, how does Rabbi Shani figure it out?
I'll tell you what I would do. I'd do exactly what Rabbi Kveger said. He said, state in the Gemara, you can daven, you should do tshuva. Daven, you should do tshuva. That's what Rabbi Kveger writes. State in the Gemara, I don't know. I just,
like the Rambam.
It says, you know.
I once asked the Rosh Hashanah, I asked him, every Rosh Hashanah is a din, right? Open the front of Kamehameha, right? Mm-hmm. So, when it comes to Hichel Shabbos, right? Like, if you can open up a bottle cap on Shabbos, right? So, there's a Gemara, there's a Mishnah, there's a Gemara, there's a Rav Moshe, there's a Acher Poiskim. You can put your hands on what the final psak is. You can grab it. Your Poiskim says you could do it. This one says, okay. When it comes to Hichel Shuvah, who is it going to pass on? Like, the Din or Rosh Hashanah, right? So, you tell me it goes like the Rambam. The Rambam codifies Hichel Shuvah. But every single word in the Rambam is dissected millions of Moshe Kalim. According to Kesef Mishnah, the guy is a Baal Tshuva, he's a Tzaddik. According to the Lechem Mishnah, maybe he didn't do Tshuva according to the Rambam. So, I mean, no one really knows what the Rambam means.
Yeah.
So, you hear the Kasha?
Yeah.
So he said, like without even batting an eyelash, he said, if you're Bar Hachi, you go through the Sugi yourself. And what appears to you, the Rambam is saying, is most logical, that becomes your Halacha.
Yeah.
Right. So come say you could have two people who do the same Avera, same tshuva. One's a guy's in Russia, one guy's a tzaddik. So that's what he was. That's his. With something like this, also you can't. No one knows what the final halachah is.
Right.
So no one really knows how the Rebbeinu Shem goes like.
Yeah.
So it must be. I'm just telling what he said that. If you go through the sugi yourself, and it's what appears to you is the most logical.
If you have asil harav,
right. So you're right. So then, implicit, what he was telling me was, and if you're not in a bar hachi, so you go to your rav, and you say, you know, asisi kach v'kach, what's my tshuva? That now becomes jarlach in shemayim.
Yeah, that's you see that.
No, right. You're saying lo b'shemayim, he still applies to this also.
Right.
Right. It's not klapei shonai.
But the point is, though, that
there's a maisa
when it comes to hashgira hashkafa, there's no, you can't put your hands around where the final psak is.
It's harder. There's not as much like the favorite shit. Yeah, it's like.
I mean, no. Can you say the Ramesh is the final psak? Can you say the Rav Kiv Eger is the final psak or the Chazanish? You can't. No one's going to say that the Chazanish is wrong or the Ramesh is wrong.
Right.
You see.
Uh-huh.
See, when, like the much with the barakah, but you know, this is your halacha. This, you know, you go like Rabbi Haim, or you don't go like Rabbi Haim. You go some other big place. That becomes that's you could put your hands around it. But here, when it comes to divrei hashkafa,
it's harder.
It's impossible. Not harder even, because how could you say this is wrong and this is right? The Chazanish is wrong, or Rav Moshe is
right. But yeah, well, you don't have to say. You could just say that my Rav is the Chazanish. My Ravs are Moshe. You know, people have that, like the, you know.
So that case, so if you go, if you go over sock like the Chazanish, so that maybe that's also. But if not, I mean, most people don't say.
Right,
you know,
not that way. Most people, yeah.
So I mean, you know, that's what he was saying. So I think that's a good, you know. It's a good mahalo.
It's just to be by Hochi, it takes a lot.
How did Elisha be misspelled with the Beirish?
Why did he doubt they should do tshuva?
Something.
Or
he was misspelled basically that they should die.
Uh-huh,
it came out through beers.
Right here.
The Rebbe's got to make money.
Yeah, I got to go back.
Did
he
use the Rambam?
Yeah, the first fact is just
Shalom.
Bechira in general.
Shkaya.
That Kolam here for Bechira. And Perez Bob, he goes into this. Yeah. That's all.